Blog Talk Radio.
Get your mind right. Get your money right. You know how we do on a Wednesday night. Home of the indie artists. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. We back. Heston in the building. What's going on, brother?
Oh, man. Hey, Ben Frank, man. I'm so happy to hear the intro. I'm like, oh, we own. I'm so fired up, man. Talk to Future Guru today, man. We got a good show. Got my best lifelong friend, Bip Roberts, about to join us tonight, man. 13 years in the major league, two-time All-Star World Series player. Man, my dog, man, I grew up with, man, Bip Roberts and BN in the building. talking for the kids. You know what I'm saying, man? It's been a hell of a month, Ben Frank. Met people all around the world. Had the honor of interviewing you. Man, I'm interviewing my boy Rankin Screw, Future Guru. Man, a lot of other people I met, man. Lori Nebo, Toy Musically. Man, Tunes, man. It's been a hell of a month, man, talking to people all over the world. And you know what I learned, man. 95% of them said, if you believe in it, hard work, and it'll come through. Hey, classic soul, timeless music, man, leading the charge. Devin Mayo leading the charge. Hip Hop Stock Exchange, 11 years, man. 394 episodes, dog. How big is that?
You
and
see it.
I've had the honor to be on about 70 of them. So, and then this is the last show of the year, man. I think.
Word.
Let me count. Yeah, it is, you know. So, man, we're going to do it, have a good one, man, you know.
We're going to get one more in December next Wednesday.
Oh, okay. That's right. My bad. Well, second to last show. We're going to start off the bang, you know. All the independent artists that are listening, man, thank you for your support. And keep following. You'll learn something today, because I know I am.
Word up, man. Yo, what's new on the West Coast, man?
Already got people retweet, man. Oh, Ben Frank, I want to send you a song from my family, R-A-N, out of Chicago. My boy Weasel, met him through Sabrina. You know, she asked for a little support, and I'm going to send you his music, man. If we have time, it'd be greatly an honor for you to play that. Oh, and shout out to Just Chat with Bree. She's listening today. She said, no, I don't want to call in. I've been on the radio. I'm like, okay, well, just listen. So
shout
she's listening.
Bruce.
Yeah.
Phone lines lighting up, though. Let me see you on the line. Phone lines lighting up, 662. You're in the building. 662.
Yeah. What's going on, y'all?
All right. Hey, what's going on,
man? Man, it's so slow motion, man. It's your boy, Self-Made EST from Mississippi, online right now.
That's what I'm talking about, man.
All right, old man. Right on.
Stock Exchange Radio. Future Guru in the building, too. What's going on, brother?
What's going on, man? I'm blessed, man. I'm checking in, man. I'm glad my man Self-Made made it into the call-ins, bro. I put out a couple of tweets about him being on the show for a little promotional interview. So if we can get Blog Talk, man, you know, to tighten up, man, we might be able to hear that song tonight. If not, man, it's all good. I just want to let my man speak about what he got going on out here in the music world. What's good, Self-Made? It's Future Guru, man. You got Ben Frank on the line and my man Hess, man. What's happening with you?
What's going on with y'all? What's going on, Future Guru? What's up with it, man?
Glad to have you on, man. My bad, Ben Frank, going to run down a little interview with you, man, so we can get a little bit more familiar about your music and what you got out here, man. I just appreciate being able to work with you, man, and promote that new single that we dropped a little while back called No Filter. That joint is hot, man. Yeah, but let Ben Frank take over, man, and, you know, just relax, man, and enjoy the vibes, bro.
All right. 100.
Oh, yeah. Hey, we got my boy Bip Roberts on the phone, too, man. He on with me. Bip, say something real quick.
Hey, from the Bay, everything is good. How y'all doing, man?
All right.
What's going on, bro?
Turned up all over the world now. We got West Coast, East Coast, Midwest, Down South.
Yeah.
We got everybody here tonight.
Everybody. Yeah, we got all regions,
huh? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, what Ben Frank say? The network.
Oh, yeah, the network, exactly.
Exactly.
And right, that's what we're talking about.
Word, self-made. Let everybody know what your brand is all about, brother.
Oh, man, my brand is all about growth and prosperity, man. And, you know, it just my brand is all about, just like I said, growth, prosperity, and man, just continue to keep going forward. You know what I'm saying? My brand is all about me, which is self-made. I've pretty much been doing a lot of things. I've been doing music on my own right now, but I've been trying to get in the right, you know what I'm saying, direction with a lot of great people like you all as well. I'm just striving, man, for the best, to become one of the best, you know, and just be who I am, come in the game with no filters.
I like that. I like that, man. Yo, how long you been grinding for? What inspired you to get in the game?
What inspired me to get into the game, man, I was pretty much, I was doing a lot of poetry, writing poetry myself, but I really wasn't into rap until, you know, I had moved to Syracuse, New York, and I had a friend. He was going to the studio. I was going with him, and I was just helping him out writing some music. And one day he told me, like, listen, do it yourself. I think you should take a shot at it yourself.
I like that, man. I like that. Yo, tell the people some things about the hip-hop scene in Mississippi that people wouldn't even know about.
The hip-hop thing down here in Mississippi, man, it's kind of shaky because we don't have the network and we don't have the venues to get ourselves out there. But you have a lot of talented artists around here that's doing music. And, you know, we pretty much, man, we got our wave down here going on as well. It just, you know, it's a struggle to get connected with a lot of great people like you all. It's a struggle to get the right connection, people just to believe in the you know what I'm saying, what's going on in Mississippi. So that's kind of the struggle. But you got great artists around here, man, you know, like myself and others. You know, it just need to be discovery. And it's not just really a big hip-hop platform down here that's going on. You know, we into it, but we just don't have the right connects just to get ourselves out there.
Yeah, and that's the beautiful thing about technology, man. And we're glad to have you on, man. This actually is a recorded interview, a recorded podcast, so to speak. So we actually, you know, like to keep the good vibes in the atmosphere, man. So after this show is all closed out later on, we'll have a link, man, that we can just give to you through your email or your DM or whatever, and you can just send it out to your peoples, man, and let them know that you was on the Hip Hop Stock Exchange, brother. This is that platform, and, you know, we based out of New York City, but, you know, we have expanded. So we on the West Coast now, and, you know, we got a lot of support on the West Coast and all throughout the East Coast with the Nerve DJs and the Midwest with the Nerve DJs and everything like that, all the way out to Texas with Phenom Radio. It's a lot of support throughout the network, and we got radio,
hey,
platforms,
fam,
we got radio platforms and marketing platforms, bro.
Right.
Oh, man,
hey,
y'all
fam,
doing big things, man, big things.
Hey, get with me, fam, and send me a song, and I'll toss it around. You know, Future Guru say you good, so let's do it.
Oh,
you
yeah,
know what I'm
definitely,
saying?
Definitely.
I was actually talking to my man Hess about you earlier, man, how we going to bring you into this UK fan base we got is just bubbling, man, on the low. So we want the UK fans to give some feedback on your record, and then it's going to really take off, man. We got that No Filter at about a little over 10,000 plays, right, just in a short amount of time.
Yeah,
man, come
yeah,
on, man,
yeah.
The world.
Yeah, but it's at like 42 right now, yeah.
It's at 42? Damn, I didn't even realize that. Boy, that's
yeah.
Shaky. Yeah, we got to
yeah,
shake it, man. He dropped it on me. He dropped it on me as soon as he released it, man, and I've just been happy to be a part of how the growth is with the song, because it's going to make people check out the rest of his catalog. That's what I gotta remember, man. Y'all come out with a banger, you know, y'all get people to be, you know, more familiar with your song, especially on a platform like Spotify. It's just gonna give you more wings, man. It's gonna give you more, you know, more staying power in the game instead of just having one song on Spotify that people like. You can keep making good songs and create a fan base, man. That's what we're trying to do over here, man. We appreciate
word, man.
Appreciate good music, man. Yeah, good music.
Oh,
good.
Yeah, I appreciate y'all, man.
It's all love. You got another
yep.
caller calling in, 407. You on the line, 407.
Yo, what's
yo,
up?
Yo.
Representing Thompson Media Group.
Yo,
oh,
that's my
oh,
man
oh,
right
brother.
There. What's good,
yeah,
big dog?
Yeah,
man.
Oh, you said it's good music.
What's
up, man? What's up?
That's my guy, Miguel.
That's
my Miguel right there. Hey, congratulations on your little one, man.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Swim boys.
Yeah, congrats. Congrats.
Yeah,
we appreciate you, man.
You're
listening to good music,
man.
Hey, you already know who Self Made is. We all clicked up in the same family because Sky be supporting Self Made as well, and you know definitely Sky turned me on to y'all, man. So we all part of the same family, man. We gotta give a shout out to Sky right now. Sky got the shit booming. You know we all connecting right now. All of us
Shark
on this call already. We all familiar with Sky, man, the way
he
got going on. So you definitely appreciate the love and support.
Hey, I got Bip on here, man. He want to say a little something to y'all, man. You know, we also support a few other things, man. You know, that's what the network's all about, man. And I'm honored and privileged to let y'all meet my dog, man. This my lifelong partner, man. He's working for a good cause.
That's
what's
up.
Everybody
know what
you're about, bitch. Appreciate it, man. Well, you know, man, I'm an old retired ball player. So, you know, now is the time, man, to encourage and have this fellowship. I really enjoy your platform because when all the brothers get together, get on the same wavelength, you're powerful. And I just, some of the programs we do right now, we reach back to these kids from K to 12, encourage them, find their talent. Try to help them expand on it, enhance it to where it becomes something within their DNA, and then they can grow from it. So we got a little program out here in Oakland, in the Bay Area, Youth Sports Nation. And we go into the schools and have assembly. And it's not always, you know, easy conversation because everybody's different in the town. But what we get to accomplish is we get to have a venue where it's an open dialogue so that the kids can speak and know that, hey, these are the same type of guys that they used to, that, you know, we used to be the same type of kids that they are. And we grew up to understand how it really is. And so, you know, we make the teachers accountable. We make the school accountable. We make the kids accountable. And the environment changes. Now, sometimes in different parts of Oakland, you might get a shooting or two. And, you know, we get calls to go down there and intervene in that, too. So, you know, a lot of guys have made it. They come back. They give back, you know, because a lot of times people don't come back. But you got to love your city to come back. So, you know, we love the town, and we're trying to get back to these kids. So, you know, these platforms of fellowship, I think they really grow roots. And, again, you know, you stick together, you'll know how powerful you can be. So I just want to encourage and let people know, man, hey, when you put these numbers together and you look at the economic value of who we are, what we stand for, man, we got it. We just got to take it. So, you know, we try to emphasize that with the kids. You know, it's a button of life, and we're going to break that button, and we're going to keep you going forward. So, you know, we get that 20-year thank you, coach, because I used to coach here in the Bay, too, in Oakland, too, so. These kids come back and they say, thank you, coach. And I think that's all we're looking for is a thank you. You know, so that's why we do it.
That's love, man.
Hey, thank you. Thank you go a long way, man. We appreciate that humble message, bro. And that's what we try to do for the cats around here that's, you know, coming up in the music industry. We want to shed light and share the information that got us to where we are because we don't want to create stumbling blocks for the up and comers. We want to pave the way for them, man. We the ones that already, you know, went through the stumbling blocks, man, so we can just share that information and make it easier for the next person because if we do that, then it's going to be easier for them to help somebody too. So, you know, that's called paving the way, man, and blazing the trail. We actually consider ourselves trailblazers, not just in the internet radio segment, but in the marketing and, you know, the educational segment because I think that's important when you're in the music industry. You mean teaching people how to make music outside, make money outside of music. That's part of what we do. Keep them, you know, like uplifted and, you know, encouraged. That's another part of, you know, who we are too, man. So it's basically connected like in another, you know, same way that you're doing with your work. That's how we look at what we do, man, just to help somebody and be a resource, man. I think resources are like an undervalued thing in our community because, like, there's a lot of things that could be unified that's not unified. And then when you say, well, damn, we could have been working together 5 years ago, look what we could have did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's kind of where me and Ben Frank, when we did our thing 8 years ago, it was just me and him. Day, week in and week out, building our audience and building our tribe, man. And look what we're doing now, man. We got people tuned in from everywhere, supporting the vibe and supporting the wave. Everybody, you know, is real supportive out there. And we actually definitely are humble and have much gratitude for the people that support this platform, man. Because it's actually, you know, we give our time, bro. We give our time freely, actually, to share this information. And like I said, we wanted to be something that paves the way. You know, there's people out there that will throw stumbling blocks in your way. You know, we ain't never been that tight, man. But, you know, they are out there, man. There's people out there that will just throw hurdles and stumbling blocks in your path when they see you on the rise or see you on the move, man. But you got to keep jumping, man. You got to run that marathon, like Nipsey said, man. Don't think that marathon, that's not no understatement, man. This is a marathon. And that's real.
That's right.
That's real,
and,
man.
You know,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
Like, and, you know, what you guys are doing is we've all combined sports, we combined the music entertainment, and we combined education. So what we're trying to teach our youngsters is to respect your elders, love your parents, and to get your education. You know, without any of those things, you basically live in one of those type of lives that's going to be pretty tough, especially being by yourself, you know. And when we can combine it all, because we got music, we got rap, we got just so many people involved in this. And it's funny because when you start programs and you go through the right people in certain towns, it makes it easier. You know, instead of making 1,000 phone calls, you make one phone call. You got to know who that one is when you make that phone call. And, you know, so many resources around here, we're able to make that one call. And it just happens sometimes to be somebody from the neighborhood that just makes things happen and people listen to it. You know, and so we had one of these young brothers who did some, you know, did his bid, and, you know, he came through some tough times, but hey, it is what it is. And he started reaching out to a lot of these guys, the MC Hammers and Short and 40s, and these guys tell him, hey, get behind this program because they need you. And because of who he is, you know, they listen. You know, it's always different when you got OG gangster telling people what to do when the streets is really talking. So, you know, again, it's valuable when you have all sorts of resources. And a lot of times, the OGs out there, man, they try to do things the right way. So they're going to always help and push you, man, especially when you're encouraged to do something that benefits the community. You know, in our time coming through, when we had youngsters, man, we put them to the side. We let them know, you're going to be a star one day, so you stay out the way and just make sure you do what you're supposed to do. And that's how it should be now. You still got to reach back to them and let them know, hey, I can help guide you if you want to see the blueprint. And when you're a mentor and doing things that you guys are doing, it's easy for you, but you're a pro because it looks easy, but it's not easy. So, you know, that's just the things that, you know, we're trying to do, man, and link up with a lot of different areas because this can be done in your area too.
Yeah, I want to touch on what you said about resources, man, because our guest tonight, my man Self-Made, when I finally discovered about his record that he actually produced and wrote the track and engineered the track, that kind of makes him even more of a valuable resource. Usually the best people that produce their song, that wrote their raps and produced their song, those are kind of the hit. Those are the records that got potential to be hit records because the person that did the creation, they know exactly what they want. And I wanted to ask him, you know, since I found out that he did the whole track, produced it himself, and I think did you say you mixed it down yourself, bro? You did everything on that track, right? On that No Filter track.
Yeah. I mixed everything down. Only thing I did was I got it from my manager, got it from a producer, and I mix it, master. I do everything on my own.
That's a good look, man. We need more people like that because that's kind of the infrastructure of the industry, man. The engineers, the sound engineers, the DJs, the people that actually are musicians that can create music on a composer level. I mean, those people are still valuable pieces to the game. You know, you gotta remember something when people like Dr. Dre and Kanye came in the game, and even that cat right now that's really hot. I think he plays the drums. Anderson .Paak, he's a drummer. So Anderson .Paak is real hot because he plays the drums. He sings and everything. Like those are like the people in the industry, man, that really make this industry sound good, and you know we get this quality music. So you know we gotta support that level of talent, man. It's not like they just trying to go write a rap and here's my song. You know, they putting multiple layers of the project together themselves, man. I think that's very important. It's very commendable out here because they always going to be in a position to help somebody else when they get ready to do a record. You know, they got, you know, more than going on and just know how to write raps and stuff, you know. So I think the people that are, like, trained musically, even if they like child prodigies right now, learn how to play piano or drums, whatever it is, man, we got to support these young people, man, if they doing their thing with that music, man, even if they trying to pick up a mic and sing, you know, learning how to play the piano, that's important. You never know what that child is going to turn into, man. You know, it could be a 15-year-old, a 12-year-old, or whatever, 18-year-old, a 22-year-old.
Right.
They're going to need support every step of the way, man. That's what we're here to do.
Now, let me ask you guys a question. Is there, like, see, you know, like I said, I'm an old school ball player, so we had a union. We had a union for the minor leagues, and we had a union for the big leagues. So, depending on what league you got in, was the benefits that you received after you retired. Now, a lot of times that comes out of a check, and it goes into your deposit. So now you got deposits in the bank. I asked the same thing to Andre Ward one day. I said, hey, do you guys have a union, some type of pension for guys when they're done? You know, as soon as you get money and you invest it, you make sure that there's money there by investing it. But it also now gives you power so that if you are a professional musician, professional entertainer, you now have the abilities to tap into a pension. You see what I'm saying? Now everybody has to buy into that. Like, you know, we in ball baseball where I played, we had strikes where we all stuck together. Everybody crossed the line. If you needed something, we gave it to you. But we did that because we knew we had to stand for something to make sure that all the kids coming behind us had something. So we gave up a World Series one year because we knew that that was important to the guys coming behind us. Now these dudes making $500 million. So it was worth it, you see. But it's all there because we stuck together and found a way to make sure that we took care of everybody. Whether somebody comes up with that or not, you know, remains to be seen. But in order to help these professional musicians and entertainers who are out there, they got to have something that at the end of it, when it's over, you know, music is never over. That's one thing. It never stops. But when that person's career may, you know, he may want to take a retirement or a pension, you got to find a way to put it there. It's a lot of money.
Yeah, that's going to take some work. You got to make sure that artists are ready to receive information like that because that's going to require them to pay dues. That's going to require them to get involved and be hands-on. And a lot of people stray away from that. They do. They stray away from that when they get to hearing messages like that. They stray away. I'm only saying that because I'm old school. I know what these kids was going to be receptive to. I know that you're only going to have a handful that might be saying, well, you know, we need that. You know, some other going to be like, maybe when I'm, you know, 10 years down the line, that's
right.
The procrastinators. But everybody that procrastinates doesn't realize, but they don't realize is that they're stunting their growth. And, like, they could be onto so many bigger and better things, but they procrastinate, you know, so that kind of stunts, you know, the whole, on the whole, collectively, You know, if everybody is collectively procrastinating, you're not really making progress.
Yeah.
Like, it's got to be progressive. You know, it's got to be something that we can really have. Well, you know, we got these 300 artists that's already a part of this. Like, so where's everybody else at? You know, I think, yeah, I think 300 is a good number to say. Yeah, we got 300 artists involved, like, with this. Like, and they paying their dues. Yeah, because it's going to that's what it would take. Nobody's going to pay attention until you got at least 300 or 400 or 500 people in it. It's like, yeah, we got our own network. We doing this, we doing that. We helping each other. Because you can have different things spin off of that could help artists in so many other ways with their marketing, with their merch, getting this one started, getting help with getting this one, self up and running. There's so many things that can, that can happen. You know, but then that's definitely a good idea, man. Definitely a good idea. I would like to know how many people would be receptive to something like that, especially artists that's really kind of making some bread and then really say, yo, I know what it took for me to get here. It would take the first 300 artists to be like that. Somebody that's already making $10,000 or $15,000 a year on their music, or that's got other ventures. You know, because basically, artists would love to be making $10,000 to $20,000 on their music every year, but really, that's just the beginner level. That's the beginner level. That's not really getting the check off the music. That's like, oh, I've been working hard to get this little $800 off my Spotify or this little $1,200 off my Apple Music. That's hard work. That's not easy, you know. And if you say you want to do it every quarter, which means like, yo, I did it first 3 months of this, well, January, February, March, April. When May comes in, that's the end of the first quarter. What did you do in the first quarter? You want your first quarter, you want to jump out the gate, like, you know, really, really going up. Like, you want your second quarter to be better than your first quarter. It's just like any business. Like, businesses don't want to see their numbers go down after the first quarter. They want to see their business go up. Like, artists don't want to see their streams go down in the second quarter. They want to see it go up. So you got to be off to, you got to have that tunnel vision before 2021 get here. You got to have a plan. Like, well, shit, I'm going to do this. Yeah, because this is just an advice level for artists right now. Like, you got to have a plan. How are you going to do 1 million streams this year? How are you going to do it? Because basically, 1 million streams on Spotify, 1.4 million is only like less than it's actually less than $6,000. Don't forget, you could be doing numbers on YouTube and Apple Music that would say, okay, I did 6,000 on Spotify, I did 5,000 on Apple Music, I did maybe 2,000 on YouTube. You know, that kind of adds up to like 10 or 11, 12. That's kind of decent. But come on, that's the beginning. We're just scratching the surface right there. We're just scratching the surface of what could really be. So, you know, I mean, it's like a lot of thinking. I keep it real with artists because, of course, they want to do streams. But we know we realistic. Like, yo, if we do 300,000 streams, that's a nice little check, but it's still a nice little check. It's a nice little check, but it's still just a nice little check.
Hey, I got you. Yeah, it's a nice little check.
You know, we want to see artists making 10 bands a month. There you go, because that's how you can feed your family. How you going? That's only music. That's only lunch money. That little 15, that little 10 band, little 5 band is lunch money. But it takes marketing. It takes serious dedication. It takes advertising. It takes placements. It takes a lot. It takes a lot. You got to invest. You know, you got to invest in your success. Is basically that's my slogan for 2021 to any artist: invest in your success. Because if you come and say, well, man, I want to do 2 million streams like you did for Homeboy right there. Well, you know, you got to come holler at me. And put that money on the table. Because the big labels will invest in that artist. They say, well, how are we going to get this 1 million streams? No, we want 5 million streams. Well, they're going to find more resources to get that done. And it's going to take some bands. Gonna take some bands, so that's why I said we give out the jewels, you know. And then it's up to the artist to say, "Well, are you gonna be? What's your goal? Are you gonna be happy with 250,000 streams this year?" I think that's okay, but I know we can do better. That's all.
Yeah.
What do you want for yourself?
Yeah.
You know? What do you
want? Word. Yeah, we got to call it 732. You're on the line, 732.
732. That's Scott? That's my man Scott?
Yeah, what's good, family? I saw that my guy Self-Made was in the building, so I had to call him to show love, man. You know, he's
you know,
doing major things out there right now, man. So I wanted to just call in and big him up. But also big up, you know, Future Guru, man. I see you out there killing it, man, you know, with the artist promotion, the artist marketing and stuff, man. So just real proud of you because I had to beg you to get on Facebook about 6 months ago. Right. So I'm glad you listened to me, you know what I'm saying, and you doing your thing, man. So just
I was never really heavy into this. I've been on Facebook a little longer than that. I just was never promoting over there like that.
I know. That's what I mean about it. Like you was just like a more of a Twitter and IG, you know, type of person or whatever. But like I said,
I'm on the real about that. Now that you mention it, I got something to add to that because I find it more interesting to market and promote on the groups and Facebook than just your regular page. Even though you got to still do both, but get into those groups, man, on Facebook, man, because some of them already have like 50,000 members and 80,000 members, and you are missing opportunity right there. You could be promoting your streams, you could be promoting your songs. You got people out there following and, you know, tapping in with your music, you know, and it's important to get involved with those groups. Just go look up Spotify groups, look up music groups, YouTube groups, whatever, because you can build your subscribers like that, and plus you're going to have those groups have members from all over the world. That's how you're going to start getting some international exposure. So we like to give those gems out and those jewels out because this is what people will not tell you. You know, you can do this on your own. If you were starting in your basement on your device, your mobile device, trying to promote your music, this is what you do. Don't just look for your platform. Go jump on other platforms. It's good to have your own Spotify page. But you're going to, in order for you to do some million streams and shit, you're going to really have to be on other people's pages, other people's playlists, just to get the algorithm of Spotify familiar with your music. You got to have people liking your song. You got to have people liking your style, your music, your flavor, whatever you got going on, your catalog. Like, yo, I done hit like on two of his songs because if somebody says, well, I heard that song, and then, like, I'm going to give you the Devin Bill example. If I go play Heat Up, I'm going to go hear what else he got because Heat Up is such a strong record. And then I'm going to be like, oh, he got Pentagram Dance and Better Man. So that's three songs that I can hit the like button on. Just one person.
Hey, man, you left out favorite. You left out my favorite.
But I didn't mean to. I'm just trying to make a point.
I'm just trying to make a point.
I didn't mean to. Yeah, I know. But that's the point. That's it. But I'm making a point to say, that's four likes. That's four likes from one person. Now, if I put that in the atmosphere and my man Heston hit the like button on four of them songs and he got it in his musical library, that's the algorithm on Smash right there. And that's only two people. So you got to get more people to do that. That's that fan base. That's what the algorithm. That's how me and Heston talked about this earlier. When you go listen to Devin Mill, now Devin Mill has a channel called Devin Mill Radio because it's going to be inviting songs that's based
on Devin Mill.
If you go to Devin Mill Radio, you're going to hear the majority of songs you're going to hear is by Devin Mill, but his catalog is strong enough to have his own radio platform. Most artists are, but like I said, you're going to hear songs based on his catalog. That's what Devin Mill Radio is. Just like Carrie Cleveland Radio, you're going to have some R&B joints based on Carrie Cleveland Radio, but the majority of the songs you're going to hear on that channel on Spotify, just like Pandora used to do, that's going to be all based on how Carrie Cleveland's sound, the R&B feel.
Yeah.
You know, that's very important for that algorithm, man. We just like to tighten people up and get them in the know, you know, and show them, like, you got to be on other playlists, man. You're not just going, that's just like saying, I'm on Spotify, so where you at? Just my page. Just my music is just on my page. No. You got to be a little bit everywhere else, man. You got to be down with these curators.
Right.
You got to get familiar with them. Like I said, me, myself, I'm going to give y'all a jewel. I'm a DJ, so I knew that the live mixtape thing was drying up. You know, DJs ain't really out here going to get no check, no paper off no mixtape slots no more. So I knew that 2-3 years ago, so that's when I jumped on Spotify and said, I'm going to bring the mixtape game to Spotify. Now, I already got 4 volumes of mixtapes on Spotify besides my other playlist. I just call them Spotify Mix Show Volume 1. Sounds like a mixtape, Spotify Mix Show Volume 1. Sounds like a mixtape, but it's on Spotify. But here's the kicker. Everybody that's on that playlist is now getting streams and revenue from my promotion just because of the playlist. You didn't get that when you was on live mixtapes. All you did was pay your DJ for some bread, and he got you on live mixtapes, but you ain't eating off that. All you doing is eating off. You're getting promotion. You're not getting no stream money from being on a live mixtapes project. You're not getting no streaming money. You know what I'm saying? So now I got a platform like Spotify that I said, and I'm going to be real with you. Go find me a DJ that said he got mixtapes on Spotify. I'm the first one, and maybe some copycats after that, but I know I did it 2 years ago. So I could boldly say I bought the mixtape game to Spotify just because it was an idea that I had, and I'm ahead of the trends. Like, I know, like, yo, the mixtape finna be over. The mixtape game finna be over. You want to have a DJ still that you rock with just for promotional. If he was, like, if you feel that he's worthy, like, yo, I think I'm still let him drop my joint on that mixtape. He getting a lot of views still. There's only a few DJs out here that's getting views on a lot of mixtapes right now. I'm going to be honest with you. You know, that shit is over. That shit is over, man. You know what I'm saying? You don't even see DJs like, yo, book a spot on my mixtape. You don't see that. Who? When the last time you seen that?
Long time.
Book a spot on my mixtape. That shit is over. It's over. But now, since I'm doing mixtapes on Spotify and giving artists a chance to eat, just book a slot with me. Like, yo, come get on my mix. I might put you on 10 other playlists. I might put you on 10 other playlists. That's just free game. And you're still getting streams now. You're eating off that now. Instead of paying the DJ all this bread to be on a mixtape and it gets you nothing, it benefits you no financial gain at all. No, we're doing a little different over here now. We want to put artists in the know how to eat, how to get money, how to take care of your family, how to have some bread in your pocket, how to have some bread in your bank account. Yeah.
You got the new wave.
The new wave.
Yeah.
New wave.
Word.
Spotify, the new wave. Volume 1 on Spotify right now. I got Volume 1, 2, and 3. I ain't going to hold you.
Hey, let me give Future, you can help me put it into the right words. You could also type in a playlist that you own, because my mom's music is everywhere, and some people I know have it on their playlist, and some people I don't know have it on their playlist. If you type in who's
yeah, that's
playing
under Spotify
Terry
for
Cleveland.
Artists, yes, Spotify for
yeah,
artists.
Yeah, and it'll show you everybody who got her on your playlist. You can see how many followers. So you always in the know. Now,
hey man,
I learned
Spotify
that.
For artists is an analytic. It's for analytics. It's an analytic resource, so you can monitor your music. Like, that's what Spotify for artists for. It's a tool. It's a tool. How you can keep track.
Yeah.
Like me. See, I'm going to do good business because anybody I put on my playlist, I can say, well, you know, you don't got to ask me how many streams you're going to get. I mean, I'm not tired of answering that question. It's just that I want people to understand, well, it's easy. Just go to your Spotify for artists, and you can keep track of the streams month to month. You know, like, it ain't like you cut me no, like, $3,000 check, and you want to know how many streams. You just cut me a little check. It's just like you want 1 million streams. And say, well, hold on. Let's just monitor this shit. Let's slow down. Let me show you where to go to look up your numbers. I don't have access to your Spotify for artists. That's your responsibility as an artist to go look that shit up and see how many playlists I put you on and see how this one's doing, how that one's doing. That's your job. That ain't my job. I don't have access to that. That's your job. You understand
what I'm
saying?
It's
part of the work you got to put
the
in the book. Like, yeah, Future, man, I like what this playlist did, but that playlist down there, I know you just started it, but it ain't doing too much over there. I can take that. I know that already. I ain't even promoting that playlist yet. I got you on there, but I ain't promoting it. I'm still getting traffic, but I ain't promoting it. I know the ones I'm promoting. I'm trying to get all of them, like the 500 followers, and I'm doing another one, get that one to 500 followers. It's a method to the madness, like I said, man, this is humble beginnings for me, man. I respect and salute everybody that's been rocking with me all year. But it's like we gonna walk it out, baby. What was that cut by walk it out. Walk it out. Nigga, that's what we doing over there. Nigga, shit, stop playing.
Word. I like that, man.
Yeah.
I like that, man. Yourself, self-made. Yo, give us your top five greatest MCs of all time, no order.
Top five? My number one would be Jay-Z. What you saying, like, my top five of all times are just the new era?
Man, no order, man. Your top five. Come on, man. Don't do no customized shit. Your top five. Your top five. All
right. Okay, my top five.
Right.
All right, my top five will always... I start off with Jay-Z. I say Rick Ross. Nipsey Hussle, even though he dead, rest in peace. I say I got to put my man... I love Game. I like Game. And I got to say 8-Ball MJG. But the list go on and on, but that's like my top five.
Oh, I like
five.
That.
Like,
that's a dope top five, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. No wonder you at with it. I see where you at with it.
Hey, watch this.
It.
Like watch this. Watch this. My boy from the streets, Bip. Give him your top five. Give him your top five.
My top five, you know, that's I'm a Bay boy, man. So
well, good. Tell it to us.
I go back to Short, man. Short is that's number one on my chart. Back when we all grew up with Short, and you know, we had Pac come through there. We had the Underground. I mean, shoot, man.
Digital.
All I know is mad. I had Digital. And, man, I like Cube and all of them, man, coming through playing ball.
Oh, yeah, man. Well, you know, that's your top five.
Hey, man,
you know.
Respect it. I was a big Too Short fan. I was on Jersey with my Alpine and my Cadillac bumper, Too Short. You know, we riding the same way. You riding on Vogue, I'm riding on Vogue. Hey, that's how it was back then for me. Hey, I ain't gonna lie to
you.
Same thing with Scarface. Music is universal, man. Music is universal, man.
Not
that's
knowing.
What's up. Probably
you know,
so.
You
music
the
is
maestro.
Universal, man. When I tell you that those records like that hit hard in Jersey, like records like Too Short, and actually Master P, Ice Cream Man, that's how it when it hit New York. You know, I took to it. You know, I took the Scarface. I took the Master P. Of course, Pop.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, these are not necessarily my top five, but they had a big influence on me as far as me paying attention to the game, the sound, producers. I'm like, man, these are some bad boys. You got to remember, those are like the hardest era for beats because Too Short was really working with a bass guitar dude and a drummer dude. He was doing a lot of music sessions, man. Too Short was always working with a bass guitar dude. He always had a bass guitar. I was looking at the credits and watching how he was producing his sound. I knew he had instruments in the sound. The bass guitar, the drums, and everything was hitting hard. You know, and a lot of that was in Scarface's music, too. But and don't forget when Master P kept coming with Mystical and Mr. Serve on. Them beats were so it was just crazy, right? You know, and Ghetto Boys, man, big fan of Ghetto Boys, big fan of Outkast, man, you know, but yeah, like I said, man, it goes back to being open, having an open mind, you know, because a lot of people, NY, didn't take to, you know, a lot of rap that wasn't NY rap. It took a while, but then when that shit started hitting MTV and the radio, it was a wrap. MTV made the radio play what they had to play because once they put a video out, it was getting requested on these big New York stations, bro, period. Or else New York stations wouldn't have played it. It hit MTV.
Yeah, right.
First. Yeah, because MTV was the bigger visual content, which made people say, well, who is that? You got the visual. Instead of just hearing it on the radio now, you got the visual, you got the video. So, of course, request lines lit up after they see the video, they're going to be calling the radio station. Do you got Outkast aliens? Who was the first choice?
I want to hear Outkast.
You call it. What we had, Ben Frank? We had WBLS and Kiss FM, right? Back then?
Yeah,
bro. We didn't even have no problem on 5 Harley. We had Kiss and BLS, I think.
Yeah.
Might have had I-97. I'm going to fall back on that. We had I-97. But,
in the 90s,
you know, after they see the shit on, right, after you see that shit on MTV, which was based out of New York, MTV was a New York company. Well, you know, they had it going on in Cali, too, but, you know, you got to remember something, man. That's when it got requested on the radio. It was a demand. You cannot stop the demand. You can't. That's called demand. So you can't do nothing about it. You have to serve it. When it's a demand for it and you're the media outlet, too much of a demand, or they're going to change the station and go listen somewhere else that is playing it. That's it. That's how it works. Yeah, real talk.
That's right, man.
Yeah.
Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Get your mind right. Get your money right. That's what's up. So, yo. So,
Ben,
man,
Frank,
fellas,
we missing something, Ben Frank. We missing something.
What up?
Man, what about them bangers, man? Let's hear some bangers.
Yeah we going to get to that. We're going to play some bangers, man. It's the home and the end of y'all. We're going to get to that. Why not?
That's what's up, man.
Right.
Hip Hop Stock Exchange, baby.
Yeah. It's only right, man. It's only right. Let's get straight to it.
Yeah.
I'm the big dog, stomping down all in your yard like, just take off your pop top. Thank Poppy, Genghis Khan, I'm that smart. Tap water and smart water is that different, Everything ain't the same once you get it. I ain't really been up on the scene in a minute. Now it's spring water, the bad water is that different. Everybody want the order, lack commitment. I just put my pants up, got my plans up, touch my wins up. Fuck the game raw, it depends, bruh. I'm just trying to keep the jug moving like water in a big truck. You can have it all, never get enough. Yeah, they got you rushing and stressed. I swear it's numbing and mind blowing. Want to enjoy your ride, take your time on it. I ain't even had the time to pass up. No, mom was lucky I had my passport. Then we dipped off like it was NASCAR. Worry about who y'all favorite, who from the basement. Assume what I'm doing is a safe bet. It's gonna take more patience, more work in different locations. The floor's nice, but the ceiling's spacious. Old soul, kinda old school. A good soul, give me soul food. And we don't worry about the old news. Life's too short for us to both lose. We can go together, grab a bundle like it's old food. That is so cool, I can see someone you go to. With both boots, jumpsuit like I'm Goku. We coming from the same place, but we ain't local. And we can get into some things that we can toast to. While y'all pump Willie, I run up and stunt silly. Eight good did it again at another Billy. Eight hoods giving their energy to the city. Make good, turn all that energy to a milli.
Information, few role models and viral inflammation, distracting the masses, all these temptations, running away with me, it was just my imagination, burn through the lies, a lyrical conflagration of everything planned on these television stations, rare demo tape from a Midwest basement, mic check 212, here go my statement, at the epicenter of the DMV, the newest frequency stunt ad on TMZ, so are the real things happening, we won't see. court size, a game that we won't peep. The way they move and creep, just like TLC. They so CL smooth, I rock hard like Pete with these gems and truth. Needed Negro news, cutting free speech in the living room. I don't need no boo. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, everybody on the web in the whole wide world, from the first to the second, even the third world, for the ones with straight hair and the ones with curls. Listen, open up your eyes and ears, yeah.
You need to know
how and why we got here, yeah.
You need to know
no lies, just for real, yeah.
You need to know
don't let nobody tell you otherwise, cause
you need
okay,
to know.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, everybody on the web in the whole wide world, from the first to the second, even the third world, for the ones with straight hair and the ones with curls. Listen, open up your eyes and ears, yeah.
You need to know
how and why we got here, yeah.
You need to know
no lies, just for real, yeah.
You need to know
don't let nobody tell you otherwise, cause now we got pop instead of rap, Fox instead of facts, and now we see the span of the cultural collapse. Everything we're seeing in the media is headline news, premeditated and defeasible. The hidden agenda created by somebody still wearing suspenders. The powers that be and all they wonderful splendor. Pour the poison in your cup and sweeten it with a splendor. Let me spit an addendum. Gotta believe none of what you hear and half of what you see, especially when produced and packaged on TV. They got us yelling, stay woke, now we don't sleep. Make us spend it all, stay broke, now we don't eat. How we on the same team, yet they making us compete. So the quest for unity remains forever incomplete. Yeah, they post lies as a risk, then it all repeats. I'm loading truth in the clip and driving by on these streets. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, everybody on the web in the whole wide world, from the first to the second, even the third world, for the ones with straight hair and the ones with curls. Listen, open up your eyes and ears, yeah.
You need to know
how and why we got here, yeah.
You need to know
no lies, just for real, yeah.
You need to know
don't let nobody tell you otherwise, cuz okay,
know.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, everybody on the web in the whole wide world, from the first to the second, even the third world, for the ones with straight hair and the ones with curls. Listen, open up your eyes and ears, yeah.
You need to know
how and why we got here, yeah.
You need to know
no lies, just for real, yeah.
You need to know
don't let nobody tell you otherwise, cuz
you need to know.
No, 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 no.
Yeah, 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 you know what it is. This is Dev. All money is legal. Tune in to Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Get your mind right, get your money right. You already know what it is.
Back at it. Dev for Mill. We heating up. Let's go. Uh-huh. You see it? Ben Frank.
Money is legal. Let's get it, baby.
Just the heat up. Let's go. This the heat up if you ain't thinking that we
it's
up.
Us.
It's not me and Frank, you other rappers gotta team up. Slow up, keep up, already on our re-up. About to put a key up and sweep up. Just made nigga, I'm telling me that's how it's fitting. Assume the position and knock your head when I'm spitting. Look how I'm living. Women by the pool, champagne on ice. You only give one life, but feel like we live this twice. I spit advice like a lesson learned. Tell me what you gained if you ain't get the earn. If you reach for fire, then you getting burned. Love it when it flips, then the tables turn. Ooh, the tables turn, cause my mentor is now looking up to me, nigga. Jackpot, 777 like us, luckily, nigga. Middle finger in the sky, if you fucks with me, nigga. And if I had your girl heart, I bet she stuck with me, nigga. Nothing less, like it's nothing more. Tell me who you coming for. A mill been the main one, headshot, gun to y'all. That's what you mean, mugging for, like gang real. This is how the game feel, when I ain't dropping nothing. If it ain't real, you dealing with the fakers. I'm rolling with the takers. 456, they can't shake us. Cool G, older rappers schooled me and they know. This is how the game go. I'm learning from Jada, a homie Fabo. Cause I breathe on them, sitting in they top five. Tell me how you living, will you not lie? I'm all about my chicken like a pie. You looking at this money like a cock. Still eyeing me, no need to deny. Trying to dish you on existence, but mail failed to apply. I fell off, but now I'm touching the sky. And the pressure that I put, you niggas failed to apply. It's a mill. I got my weight up, so I'm feeling that I'm way up. I could do this in my sleep like Stephen Curry with the layup. Look at the change up.
Everybody say I change. You live and you learn. You're not supposed to stay the same. So my money grown as well as I've grown. All the places I've flown, couple things that I own, that's just a level up. I could be in hell with no water and shake the devil up. Wait until I'm hitting the stage to hold my medal up. I promise.
All money is legal.
Fire. If I start to change, man, get your mind right. Get your money right. What's popping, y'all? Home and the artist. What's popping?
Hey, man, that set right there was dope, man. That was fire all the way, man. Burned down three houses down my block. Fire, dope. Man. Man, I miss y'all, man. Today is a great day, man. Today is a great day. So, welcome aboard, family. You know, like I'm saying, send me one of them songs. I just followed you. Future Guru say you cool. We gonna do this, man. So, home of the indie artist, Ben Frank, Devin Mayo, Future Guru, and me, Cleveland Heston. We got the network, man. You know, so it's all love.
That's real.
Yes, sir.
Glad to be back. Glad to be back on the air. You know what I'm saying? A little, you know, hiatus, but we back. Blog Talk having a little technical difficulties. We couldn't upload the songs as you sent today, but you know, hopefully once it gets back up to where we can upload songs, we got definitely
Blog Talk. Tighten up, Blog Talk.
Y'all gotta tighten up. You got music to put out. You're trying to put some music out. Blog Talk needs to get their server right, or else we're gonna be in on another. We're gonna move it to a different, you know, platform. You know what I'm saying? As far as radio.
Y'all know this Blog Talk. If you're listening, y'all notice. A couple other people that got it.
Say the same thing, you know what I mean? Like,
hey, but if not, hey, if not, Track Talk Radio, do her offer out.
Yeah, there's a couple platforms. Shout out to Sherry,
Track Talk Radio, Miss Promo, Track Talk. So, you know, Future Guru, Phenom Radio, just to name a few.
We both on SoundCloud. I like to mention SoundCloud because they're actually pretty dope. You know, we can promote and push music 24/7. You know, for non-radios,
right.
We've been on there for like the last, I think, 6 years, I want to say. But at the same time, man, it's just a platform where if your song is in rotation, you know, it's only one click away where it's, people can purchase it from Amazon. Like, there's actually a buy now button while your song is in rotation. And it queues up the last 7 songs. You can see the last 7 songs I was played. Look them over, you know, while you're online looking, scrolling our page and stuff. You know, you can listen to the music and, you know, look our site over and check out some of the other songs that's in rotation. But you're going to enjoy the experience. I just want to say that y'all can go check out Phenom Radio at Twitter, just for Phenom Radio, PHENOM, Phenom Radio. Y'all catch that link right there. We also on Instagram, Phenom Radio, man. Online internet radio since 2008, man, which I consider us to be the pioneers of this shit. You know what I mean? So we the pioneers of internet radio, and we knew in the beginning that we just wanted to be a valuable resource for the underground artists that was up and coming that deserved to be heard, and bring that music to the masses, man. You know, the internet gives you the opportunity to get your song to the masses, but you got to have the right tools, you got to have the right resources. It just don't happen just because you post a tweet or you put something on Facebook. Shit just don't work that way. So please, man, y'all need to, you know, tighten up, you know, get with the right people, man. Build your network, man. You know, this is a network, so it only happens when your network is expanding and your music can expand. You know, you got to put yourself in there and if everybody else is working, why ain't you working? That's really how it goes. Like, you can't have a network that's working and then you jump your ass in there and you ain't going to do no work. You just going to watch everybody work? Nah, man. Nah. Mm-mm. One thing we say over here is support those that support you. That's how we do it. And if everybody has that mindset, and if you just come in here like, yo, I'm going to help somebody, you know, how can I help somebody? We got to ask ourselves, are we creative enough to find a way to help somebody? Are we creative enough? What can we do? I don't want to act like I have all the answers to tell somebody how to help somebody. I'm not here to do that. But I do want to say, man, like, yo, there's something you could do. I know that it's in you. Just what can you do to support your brother, to support your people, to have a business, doing music, whatever, man, you know? There ain't enough of that going on. And I could tell just by looking at, you know, I don't really be scrolling people's pages, but I see what I see. Shit, I see what I see, man. And, you know, it's just not enough people supporting and helping each other out here, man. You know, because, you know, people don't want to be watching you zoom past them. We all know why.
Hey, that's it right there. Oh, my God. That's it right there, man. That's it.
I know. Don't nobody want to see you bigger than them, cuz.
Right. That's that green-eyed monster, man. That's that green-eyed monster. But, you know,
I want to see somebody win because I'm speaking from experience. I mean, I had a couple big budgets, you know, this year, and I already know that they're going to reinvest with me. Like, it's already a wrap, so they're going to reinvest with me because they like what I did for them in 2018, 2019, whatever. They're going to reinvest. You know, it's as simple as that. You know, so you can't be looking at me like, well, how come this cat over here, this cat over here did 1.4 million streams, and my streams over here. Well, ask yourself that. You don't want me to answer.
Right. Hey,
you don't want me to answer.
Hey, y'all. Somebody said they wasn't gonna call in, and she started hearing the conversation, and she's on the phone now.
Who might that be?
Hello,
everybody. Is that our favorite? FM radio personality, Bree. Just chat with Bree.
Yeah,
hey.
Happy holidays.
What's up, Bree?
Hey,
hey. Glad to have you
yep.
on.
You know what? I heard her talk about Sylvester, and I was like, I got a call.
Right. Thanks to me. I'm calling in. Oh, man, you weren't supposed to call in.
I have to say happy holidays to everybody and wish you a safe season.
That's right.
Hey, can you talk a little bit about your KYBN platform? I have an artist that talking about your platform. I said, yo, we need clean music, man, because my homegirl Bree, she got a dope platform, and he's on the line with us. Self made. I told him about your show, but I just want to let him hear your voice because I asked her, I said, yeah, I might be able to get you an interview because she's actually looking for some really dope artists. I said, I think she's going to, actually, I know she's going to love your record. It's called No Filter. So I'm going to get that right over to you tonight and let you hear it because it ain't no cursing. Ain't no cursing in it. We just want you to hear it and vibe with it so we can get Mr. Self-Made over there for an interview on KYBN. Can you tell us a little bit about KYBN?
Yeah. You know?
Hey,
you know,
98.
You know what? I will take you, and I want people to know you don't have to be musically inclined. I also do everyday people. So, with that being said, you send me anyone you have because it doesn't matter whether I like the music. I'm going to play it, long as it's radio friendly, because that's what I want to do with my platform. So,
awesome.
You send it to me. The only thing I require is at least a 10-minute interview so that people can know who you are. I want you to have an opportunity
Bam.
To say
Bam.
Who you are,
Bam.
What
self-made.
You do.
Did you hear that? Did you
Bam.
Hear that, self-made? He's on the line.
Hi.
I don't think he's on the line no more.
You give me a 10-minute interview and I got your music.
He ain't on the line no more.
Oh, It's all good. Hey, we moving the groove, man. That don't stop nothing. We just glad to have Bree on. Yeah, we glad to have Bree on and support.
Yeah.
Yep. Give me your music and make sure it's clean. That's all I need is that it's clean. You know, so we get something on the radio. I get you an interview. You talk about who you are, what you want to do. That's your 10 minutes of fame. And that is what
all
I
right.
do.
I could throw out a couple of names of Twitter people I know that she has interviewed. For all of those who are listening and have and do not know, you could ask Sister Nebo, Toy Musically, you got Bib Roberts, you got me, you got Future, you got Ben Frank, man, you got hundreds of people already that's been interviewed by Just Chat with Bree, 89.1 KYBN Radio.
I can't spell it easier
than that to all the listeners.
Wait a minute. I got to say it so they get it. It's Chat with Bree at KYBN Radio, 98.1, your Bay Area
Uh-oh.
Broadcasting Network.
You see it.
Hey,
there you go.
You heard it. You heard it in an ugly voice and a beautiful voice.
Artists and everyday people. That is what we are.
Hey.
It doesn't matter where you're from. We got it international. 10-minute interview, and your music plays. And guess what? Once I play it, long as it's clean, it goes into rotation on the radio station.
Uh-oh. Help them. If they can't figure that out, help them. Stop it. Just stop what you're doing. If you ain't did it, stop it. We cannot spell it between Future Guru and Just Chat with Bree. You can't spell it. Independent artist is listening. I hope y'all listening. It's been said. That's all I got to say.
Oh, they listen. They listen.
Yeah.
They listening.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, look, I'm not going to stay on. I just heard the young lady talking about Sylvester, and I know that was the last thing I talked about when I was on the show last time. So at least she got the right name for it because I had the wrong name. But I want to wish everybody a very safe, and it's a different holiday, but be safe no matter what you do. Just be safe. It's a crazy world.
Right. Hey, music's going to save the world.
It's going to save it.
Yes,
and,
it is.
And, you know, I want you guys to come back on the show again, Frank, and Future. I want you guys to come back on again, and let's have a little panel and talk about stuff, okay? You know, we'll have a little panel, talk about it, and see what we can do to help everybody out.
Hey, Bree, what about me? What about me?
You're all the time.
Oh, yeah. You know, I had to get that tickle in there. You know.
But you all take care. I'm going to go on and sign off. I'm listening to you. And you keep doing what you do. You're doing good work, okay?
Thank you, sis. Much love. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes,
all right. You all take care. Bye-bye.
That's the network in action, man. Come on, man.
KBYN Radio.
I can't spell it.
You already know.
You can't spell it. You can't spell it no better than that.
Yeah, we got people all over.
Right.
Shout out to
man,
all the radio shows.
Man. Yeah. So
shout out to Phenom Radio.
I talked to Frank Talk Radio. That's a cool lady right there, man. That's a real cool lady right there, man. She got her grind on, man. I learned so much from her in the 10 minutes we talked to her. I'm like, damn, sis, I didn't know you had it like that. You know, she came up from the gutter and built her shit up. She's standing on top of roofs now. I like that, man. I've learned so much from y'all, man, from the family that allowed me to come in. I want to guesstimate my 70th episode, Hip Hop Stock Exchange. You know what I'm saying? I remember when I was just a timid woodland creature.
Yeah, you crazy.
You know what I'm saying, man. Man, it's y'all did that, man. You know, y'all did that. So I know
you're
what I'm good
now.
At, and
yeah,
yeah, and you know, I know what I'm good at, and I do my part, man. I do my part, man. So, you know, but the three of us is a hell of a team, man. We move together as one. Three heads is better than one, man. You know what I'm saying? So, man, shout out to you, Ben Frank, for, man, going through everything, the trials and tribulations. And shout out to you, Future Guru, the Google King. Dirty shit. You don't have to say, ask Google, ask Future Guru. He right here.
You see it. That's what's up. Yo, we're going to play a couple bangers. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
That's what's up.
Yo, happy holidays. Listen, man, appreciate y'all, man. Let's make 2021 a bigger and better year, man.
Yes, you already sir. Know, man. Yeah, homeland, you know the artist. Let's get it.
Heart on my sleeve. She need a shoulder to cry on. Beat in my chest. She needed to rest. I told her to lie on. Beat to the left. To the left, yes, but don't leave. Blood rushing, I'm thick. Hey, what's up, chewing that pig? I'ma fuck with you that long way. My song play on repeat. I'm locked in with you all day. Finna cuff you in that kick. Ball playing that lingerie. I'm like Marvin Gaye, what you need? Sex healing, we catch feeling. She told me just go deep. So I drew breeze through. We do what we do. She told me though she don't trust many, I do believe you. She on my chest plan and I see the way that you move. So for you queen, I might do things I don't usually do. Truthfully, I think you and me could be who they see when they set goals. Fit beautifully in my arms, I'ma never let go. Gripping your wrist, kissing your neck, checking your pulse. All through your body, I be like fluid, switching the flow. Switching positions, I'm wishing you, pushing you, shushing you, telling you, yo. But you never listen, I kiss you to get your attention, I'm whispering low. Whose is it? Who do you feel it? Some shit that I already know. We fucked the bed up, the pillows, your head up, the cushion, now we on the floor. Laying low with my J-Lo. She call me daddy, I'm shot. I shot the club up, I think I'm in love and I'm digging up in it like mine. All mine, all mine. Love is blind, but I'm fine. Yo, love was a crime, fuck the judge, give me my time. Heart on my sleeve. And she need a shoulder to cry on. Beat in my chest. She needed to rest. I told her to lie on. Beat to the left. To the left, yes, but don't leave. Blood rushing, I'm thick. Hey, what's up, chewing that pig? I'ma fuck with you that long way. My song play on repeat. I'm locked in with you all day. Finna cuff you in that kick. Ball playing that lingerie. I'm like Marvin Gaye, what you mean? Sex healing, we catch feeling. She told me just go deep. Heart on my sleeve, and I don't need to duck nor creep. I don't give a fuck who see. I be pulling up where you be. Beep, beep, do you like my Jeep? When I turn that key, I'ma turn that heat up. Not enough space in the front. If you want, we can jump in the back, let the seat up. That's my song, and we tee up. I'm gift wrapped in my tree up. That thing bad, I had to beat her. And that's no cap, had to put my knee up. Beat her not quite like Ike, but I did turn it like Tina. My toes curl, you go girl. Damn, all that hair like Gina. I'm dreaming of you like Selena. You're not Latina, but I'ma say mira. Tu corazón, and I wrote a song. I'm Carlos, and you my Maria. I need a re-up. Yo, love like drugs. All through my veins, straight to my brain, and I caught that buzz. Heart on my sleeve. And she need a shoulder to cry on. Beat in my chest. She needed to rest. I told her to lie on. Beat to the left. To the left, yes, but don't leave. Blood rushing, I'm thick. What's up, chewing that pig? I'ma fuck with you that long way. My song play on repeat. I'm locked in with you all day. Finna cuff you in that kick. Ball playing that lingerie. I'm like Marvin Gaye, what you mean? Sex feeling, we catch feeling. She told me just go deep.
Yo, this is Barry Bonds, and you tuned into the Hip Hop Stock Exchange, home of the independent artists. You know how it go. Get your mind right, get your money right. Jinko Mafia, baby. This remind me like my grandfather, house. On the weekend, make chicken, feed the whole family. All the guys, everybody ate. We all eating. We hold hands and say the grace. Only way to give thanks. God is great. God is good. All praise is due. Thank you for our food. We hold hands and say the grace. Only way to give thanks. God is great. God is good. All praise is due. Thank you for our food. Thank you. Swear to God, we gon' eat forever. That long money, how you sleeping better? Used to think success was a new song, till I rode in that thing with the roof gone. Poof. Here's a toast to the man upstairs, 'cause we up like chandelier, sipping Bel Air up in Bel Air. We done conform to this hell here. Don't be a fool, diamonds just keep us cool. Hard blocks was the tool, hard knocks was the school. Every day if I want, I can have my favorite dish. Thank God somebody taught me how to fish. A lot of people bailed on the click. Stayed down, never switched. Put a triple-double on my wrist. I'm in the zone, I can't miss. We hold hands and say the grace. Only way to give thanks. God is great. God is good. All praise is due. Thank you for our food. We hold hands and say the grace. Delivered now. Wasn't down a long time ago. The fake ones fell like dominoes. Another toast is for Uncle Joe. 2-5. May God bless his soul. May this thing of ours never fold. Gentle Mafia, I put that on my soul. We out here making what we want. While we waiting out Trump. Manifest everything that's in my presence. All I need is good health and investment. We hold hands and say the grace. Only way to give thanks. God is great. God is good. All praise is due. Thank you for our food. We hold hands and say the grace. Only way to give thanks. God is great. God is good. All praise is due. Thank you for our food.
Fire, fire, fire.
Get your money right. Yo, y'all hey, man, before we get off the air, man, I got to give it, I got to say RIP to my man Ecstasy from Houdini. Just seeing that he passed away, man. Houdini was a big influence on me, man, with the music, man. You know, the Freaks Come Out at Night. Y'all know that was a big, big record, man. But they had some other joints,
oh,
man.
God,
but I remember
when
they first hit the scene, man. So RIP to Ecstasy. Y'all know who he is. He always had the fly hat on, you know, the black hat.
Right.
You know, when they hit the scene, man, with the, you know, the little drawstring, you know, the cowboy looking hat, man. You know, he's serious cat in the game, man. That branded him, man. And I want to say, you know, just like, but this time is short, man. Dude was only 56, man. You know what I'm saying? So that's just like putting point blank. I gotta tell you, that's my era. You know, that's what I grew up listening to. That's a big musical influence, man. And just to see him, you know, pass away today, man, I just had to give it, you know, a special RIP, man. Real talk, man. Ecstasy, man. Houdini, man. Y'all know.
Man, that's I lost my mother-in-law 2 days ago, man. You know, the was my ex-mother-in-law, but, man, she my second mother, man. Shout out to Shirley Griffin. Rest in peace. You know, I got a unique relationship with my ex-wife, man. We like brothers and sisters, man. You know, y'all break up with y'all baby mama, still got to work together to bring up your kids right, man. So I'm just praying, you know, my sharing my prayers with the family. And I'm always happy to be here with y'all, man. You know, today was a good show. Like you say, Future, we'll get together, man, and talk. You know, we definitely need to talk. And, man, we need to hook that up with Sabrina right away, man. I would love that panel right there, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. We got opportunities that lie ahead, man. We just one day at a time. We're gonna get to them, man. All the listeners and supporters, man. We appreciate y'all, man. Have a blessed 2021, man. And keep grinding, man. Don't stop for nobody, man.
You see it. That's what's up. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio.
Yes, sir.
Definitely. Rest in peace, Ecstasy Houdini. You know what I mean?
Yes,
hip hop legend. For real, man. Shout out to Self-Made for calling in earlier. You know what I mean? Shout out to Brief calling in earlier. Shout out to Sky for calling in earlier.
Yeah.
Shark Tank Radio. You know.
Bip Roberts, you know.
Yeah, Bip Roberts. Yeah. That's what's up. Huge
yeah.
Sports Nation. You know what I mean? Shout out to the work that brother's doing. You know? Yeah,
thank y'all for having him on, man.
Yeah, it's all good. You can call in anytime, man. You know what I mean? The bill and, you know, show light away.
Yeah.
The youth and all that. That's important. That's important. You know what I mean? Good, man. That's what's up.
Yeah.
We're going to finish up with one more banger, though, man. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio.
Hey, you know
we
what we
got to
walk
back.
Out with, Ben Frank?
What
we got to walk out with, man? Can I get some Kerry Cleveland to walk out on, man?
Of course. Night Thomas music, bro.
Right.
See it. Till next Wednesday.
Yeah.
Stay focused, determination. Keep your goals in front of you. One love, y'all.
Good night, man.
One love.